Silence is very important. God speaks in silence. Silence is essential for the renewal of the world. Silence is essential for the renewal of the church. Silence is essential for the renewal of each one of our souls. God created our hearts to need silence. Silence leads to self-reflection and self-correction. But most importantly, silence leads to intimacy with God. Mother Teresa said it best, "The fruit of silence is prayer, and in prayer we hear the voice of God." Without His voice, without His word, the sheep don't hear the Master. Without silence, we can't pray. We need to be still, and we need to listen. Can God break through the noise? He can, but that's not His style. He doesn't push Himself upon us. He respects our free will. He invites us. The voice of God is quiet. It's often like a tugging on the heart that is calling us to love and to do what is good and to avoid evil. It gives us peace, but we have to listen to that voice. Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1776. His conscience is man's most secret core and his sanctuary. There he is alone with God, whose voice echoes in his depths. Number 1777. When he listens to his conscience, the prudent man can hear God speaking. Again, these aren't normally going to be audible voices. This is a different kind of language, and you start to learn it by being still and becoming aware that God is present. He is always present. We just need to stop and recognize his presence. Ideally, the best place to be as often as possible is praying in the church, because there he is really, truly, and substantially present in the Most Holy Eucharist. But we can't always be in church. And we have to remember, if we are in the state of grace, God is living inside of us. St. Catherine of Siena, a doctor of the church, says that our heart is like a living tabernacle, and we simply need to recollect ourselves to enter the inner sanctuary of our soul. We need times of silence daily. We should strive to be attentive to His presence and to His will. The essence of holiness is union with God and doing His will. A good practice is to pause and ask Him, "God, what should I be doing right now? How do you want me to love next? How should I be loving right now?" I promise if you ask that, you will have a sense of Him communicating with you. You will sense this tugging on your conscience. "God, what do you want of me right now?" The devil often uses noise and distraction to keep us from hearing the voice of God. The devil doesn't want us to pause and to listen. He wants us to go, go, go. Why? Because to pause and to pray and to listen is an act of humility and it's an act of faith. And when you have those two things, faith and humility together, that's when God works. The noise of the world isn't just sound. When we speak of silence and noise, we don't necessarily mean sounds. The noise of the world is a constant propaganda, like waves hitting the shore, one after another, and it has an effect on us. It diverts our attention from our true good and our purpose. And the bad part is, even without the devil throwing us curveballs, even without the world constantly calling our names, we ourselves often seek out the noise and distractions. We say we have no time, but if you were to look at our phones and check our screen time, we had time. We just wasted it. God can't speak to us if we're checking our social media every few minutes. We may be recollected 1 minute, and the next we find ourselves addicted to our phones. It reminds me of the Lord of the Rings, the Ring of Power. Frodo had the burden of having to carry the ring. It was part of his duty. But at the same time, he risked losing his humanity. Some of us treat our phones like our precious. We stare at it, we stroke it, we can't live without it, and we risk it possessing us. The longer that Sméagol had the ring, the less of a man he was. His obsession with his precious caused him to end up in a pool of fire. I know the analogy isn't perfect, because the problem isn't the phone itself. The phone is neutral. It's not the internet, it's not the radio, it's not the TV. These are all tools. The problem is us. We have a disordered inclination. But if we know that, then we need to set up boundaries. We need rules for our own good. We might even need a Samwise Gamgee to help us. We might need a friend to keep us accountable. Set times where you will check your email. Set times when you will check the news. Set times when you will look at your social media. And then set times when you're going to turn it off. Turn off the radio. Turn off the television. Turn off the iPad. This doesn't just keep us from God. It keeps us from our families and living out our vocations. This is important. The human soul was designed to have times of silence. Without times of silence, there can be no peace of soul. And silence is interior. The scripture says, "Be still and know that I am God." God is present, especially in your prayer. Have a receptive, listening disposition. You're praying your rosary. You're reciting the Hail Marys. Be open to those tuggings in the heart. What is Mary saying? God wants to renew you. God wants to inspire you. God wants to use you to help others. But you must first retreat. We have to give Him time. We have to make a choice. So I encourage you, limit the noise. Set up times of silence. Enter into prayer. And most importantly, listen.